Hello, my
Hello.
name is Denise. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions regarding the problems facing our nation. May I speak with Carlo?
How long is this going to take?
If you want, we can start with the survey, and if you don't want to continue, we can stop it. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I have my doubts.
Okay. If there's someone else that you know that is registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Am I registered to vote as a Democrat? Yes, I am registered to vote as a Democrat.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know there is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices?
Pretty good.
Almost certain
they're
to vote.
Pretty. Yeah.
Thank you. What is your race there? Race. I'm sorry.
My race? I'm Latino.
Okay. Thank you so much. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Ecuador.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bear with me for a moment. Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English, but my first language is Spanish.
Okay. Do you say it will be more English than Spanish?
Yeah, I speak more English than Spanish.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I no longer live with my parents. If I lived with my parents, I would be speaking Spanish.
Oh, okay. Thank you. In what year were you born?
1978. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Phil Murphy.
Okay. Bill Murphy? Yeah, 98.
90, okay, thank you. Andy Kim?
Like 80.
80, thank you. Rob Menendez?
100.
100, thank you.
Well,
Robbie?
Which one are you referring to, though?
The son.
Rob, two of them.
Rob Menendez, the son.
Okay, yeah. 100.
It will be 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Ravi Bala?
50. I don't know who that is.
50. Okay, that's okay. Bob, now I will ask you for the father, Bob Menendez?
Also 100.
100. Thank you. Tommy Murphy?
80.
80, thank you. Stephen Pullup?
50. I don't know who that is.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? 25.
Yes. 25, thank you. 25. Thank you so much. Okay. And when you hear the number Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? The son, Rob Menendez. It's
the son. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first thing that comes to my mind, I just know that he's my congressman. I mean, I haven't had any interactions with him, but
hey, it's okay.
I'm happy with the way my district is being run. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Happy. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's continue with the survey. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
approve. It will be some strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Bob Menendez.
Bob Menendez, thank you.
Yep.
And if the Democratic, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Bobby Bala, and Kylie Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all, about Senator Bob Menendez?
I've heard a lot, yeah.
Okay, a lot. Thank you. How closely would you say that you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very close? Somewhat closely?
Very
not
closely,
close?
Yeah.
Very closely, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Rob Menendez. In this country,
Rob
you are... Rob Menendez.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. In this country, you are innocent until you're proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not convicted or of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Are you strongly agree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. The son should not have to pay for the sins of his father, and people should judge Congress Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of the Senator Bob Menendez.
Strongly agree.
Congressman Rob Menendez is only the Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Congressman Bob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has not nothing wrong and he's not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. There's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez has not involved in his father's Senator Bob Menendez shady and corrupt dealings.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Okay. Right now we're in the 62%, and thank you so much for your opinion. Really important for us. Okay, now I'm going to read some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, Rob as the son. And
okay,
I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. The critics of Rob Menendez say there is no way the Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribe from the governments of Egypt and Qatar, informal cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in the public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of the Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. And they also said Congressman Menendez has been incredible, effective, and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families. There are even billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first years in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does the statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither of those are exactly right. Do you feel more closer
to the statements of the supporter of your question?
Supporter somewhat closer or supporter much closer?
Much closer.
Thank you. We're in 64. Thank you. I know it's long, but thank you so much for taking the time. Okay, now I'm going to read some more statements made by the critics and supporters for Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez said that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New York City these days. They said that the insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez have said that he's earned the trust of Democratic leaders and congressmen like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as the mayor, Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in the Congress and his commitment to take one on the right-wing estimate. So based on that, how do you feel closer?
Much closer to the supporters' statements.
Much closer to the supporters. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, we're in 74%. Thank you for your time. Okay, now I'm going to read some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, someone more likely, a little bit more likely, or not at all, more likely to support the candidate for Congress. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first years of service. From complicated immigration requests, to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he fought to make our neighborhood safer and more liable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and that's why he's ready to meet this moment. So you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, not at all likely.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you so much. Rob Menendez, who's important or knows how important is our healthcare, and his fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospitals billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's healthcare.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has 15 years of record of public serving, has never been banned. Hand a thing with rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes the moment requires change that is in the momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge that we can and must meet.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist anti-immigrant, anti-work agenda who wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crimes and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solution and to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in the power.
Much more likely.
Much more likely.
That was Rob Menendez, right?
Yeah. Rob, yes, thank you. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care, and he voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. And he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older families, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congress Hispanic Caucus in fighting for migrant communities across the Congress. The country, I'm sorry. That will make...
Was that it? Much more.
Yes, that is. Much. Thank you. I'm sorry, there's a lot of reading, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bada, and Kylie Jacey, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read a few statements from about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress, and tell me if each statement is, if accurate, makes you much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely. We're in 78%, and thank you so much for your patience, sir. Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represents a client accused for dumping 12,000 gallons undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, represents a woman who ran for real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled the $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials for were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsible pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern for shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew taxpayers' funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
I mean, these questions are a little biased. Sorry, but all that makes me much less likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your patience, sir. In a district that is overwhelming Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes scheme to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala, heaping praise of Chris Christie and talk publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat, Bala's law firm, represented New Jersey Republicans when he sued the government Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala has even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Ravi Bala has failed in and he's incompetent as mayor of Hoboken. where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% of his watch, including massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're in 87%, sir. Thank you so much. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. In the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kylie Jacey. For whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez,
thank you. 90%, sir. Finally, I do have a few more questions for political purposes only. Thinking in a political term, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you're living with friends or family?
Own my home.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
Yes. Current.
Yes. Current. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of more than one.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Carlo.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing with their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended way. Yes. Thank you. Okay. This concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir, and for your patience.
Thank you,
and have a great night, sir. Thank you.
You have a good night as well.
Hey, you too. Thank you. Bye.